beyond. And this is
Blog Talk Radio.
One of these shows, because it's built upon Dr. Krista Lee Crane's own show, my very special guest today. And when you are tapping into the energy of conversations, when you're not afraid to pull the veil back, when you're able to really explore the tough conversations, the not so tough conversations, but also the conversations you have with yourself, what are you believing in? What are you looking at? What are you willing to stand for? What are you willing not to stand for? See, they're all part of the maze. They're all part of the conversation. But if you're not thinking of any of that right now, and you're just in a place where you're wondering why it is so hard to get a bill about the climate on the table for anybody to pay attention to, and yet you're living on the East Coast and you're asking yourself, why is my air conditioner not working? Whatever that might be going on with you. Or if you're like my relatives down in South America and they're watching the Amazon being hacked away. Or if you're sitting here today and you are thinking about, as Dr. Krista Lee Crane does, a public health scholar, human rights activist, if you're thinking about what we learn, and she has so much depth in her academic roots in sociology and political science and psychology, if you are somebody like that, you cannot not pay attention to what's happening in the world. That's what today's show is about. It's looking at the layers and the layers of institutional inequality. Hello, I can't even say that word. So I could say it like 100 times and still not drive the importance of that home. But this is really a need and a purpose, because I'm going to say it again, Benny, everybody listening, I've mentioned it a bunch of times. All you ladies out there listening to this show, I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care, like, whether you are disabled or not. All of you listen to me really clearly. Less than a year ago, there was a bill in our Senate in the United States of America that would have given women equal pay. How many of you, raise your hand, know that there was even that bill there? How many of you know that it did not pass? And how many of you know that the reason it did not pass is because most of the male senators in the objection said it would cause frivolous lawsuits. I'll tell you something, there's nothing frivolous about not getting paid an equal wage. Dr. Krista Lee, welcome to the show.
So much. Thank you so much. I'm raising my hand. I know we didn't get, and I know why.
Physics is like, are you going to bring that thing up again? I am going to bring it up again, because there is nowhere in sight, not even in a breath away. There is nobody even thinking of bringing that bill to the floor again. Hello, what? What do you mean?
I mean, looking at equal pay, the way that they, you know, kind of comply to corporate interest in that sense, where they're like, well, we don't want to be held accountable for changing this gender pay dynamic, right? Let's have them do it on their own. It's the same way that they're breaking down the road. Let's have the states decide. Let's have the corporations decide what they want to pay people, right? Let's have the states decide what access people have to controlling their bodies. The same.
Look, this is why you and I are talking today. This is the question, and I love this question. What gives you hope right now? And you are someone like me, although I'm a little bit older than you, not much, I must say. but we understand what it's like not to have rights. I understand what it's like for me in my community, what it was like not to have rights and to walk down the street and be beaten close to an inch of your life. I understand what it's like for a person of color to walk down the streets and be beaten and killed. I know what it's like for that, although I don't have that personal experience, although I know I have been beaten because of, you know, the way I live my lifestyle. But I will tell you this, beyond all of that, beyond what we experience, up until a little short time ago, I'd say, I am not sure I had the hope energy going on. Mm-hmm. But today's show is about that. I want to ask you this question, and I know this is a broken record, but I think it's important for people to hear your perspective on why activism is important and why it's important now.
So for me, as I was saying to a group that I work with out in Oregon, you know, activism was my first love. It's because activism is what allowed me to see myself and my experiences through a lens that didn't problematize me and make me wrong, right? And so I came into activism and learning about social justice, which to me means learning about how our lives are impacted by the system and then how we need to be able to change it right, in our own best self-interest and our own collective best self-interest. And so growing up in Flint, Michigan, I saw people suffering in ways that were unnecessary. Later in life, I found Buddhism and we can talk about suffering and all those things. But it gave me a perspective that, or language around what Buddhism did for me, gave me some language around what I understood about suffering from childhood, was that it's a necessary evil, right? It's going to be there and it's impermanent and things will change. It may not be the change that you need it to be, but you are also in somewhat of control of what that change looks like. And for some reason, this was in my head and heart, right? I had powerful women in my family who taught me how to stand up for myself and how to speak and how to, you know, not be afraid of who I was. And I think that had something to do with it. But I also had amazing teachers and mentors. That's probably why I still love teaching. And I really was able to not just focus on one issue.
Yeah.
Right? Which I know we'll talk about different issues, but to focus on the question of alleviating suffering.
Yeah.
That is my activism. That's my work.
That is it. That's what I love talking about because, you know, it's really interesting when I think about this. I was thinking about the show today and speaking with you, and I had to reflect a little bit on how I got to be the way I am for a minute and how I was influencing that, because if you just look at me on paper, you're looking at a white woman and you're thinking like, oh my God, like where does she even get the right to talk about anything? And I'll tell you, I had to go back. And what I loved is I grew up in the projects. Okay, so what does that even mean to anybody? Does anybody know what it means to grow up in a project in New York City? And so it took me a really long time to realize that I wasn't like the other people that were a different color. That's not the way we rolled, right? I had to learn a little Spanish. I had to learn a little of this. We shared each other's foods. We shared each other's lunchbox. We didn't say, you're this, you're that. It was really fascinating for me. And, you know, as I grew up, my dad remarried a very beautiful, very white woman from the South. Honestly, first child at 12, second child at 13. And I thought back. I learned more from that woman, how to understand the prejudice in your own system and then what to do about it. This is a woman that came from a place in a very small town where everybody lived together. When you had your Sunday down, and I went to this Baptist church once. That scared the life out of me, but we went. Everybody knew everybody. No one looked at you sit over there and you sit over here. This is the woman that helped shape myself and my sisters.
Yeah.
But yet, I still can't understand what it's like to be a person that is afraid to walk out of their house, to walk down the street, to drive a car in a community, because I have privilege, you see. But today, it doesn't matter if you have privilege or you don't have privilege. You need to do something about what's happening. And isn't that what today's show is about, Dr. Crystal Lee?
I think that's what today's show is about, but I think that's what every day is about.
Yep.
You know, I've been teaching for 16 years now, and I started teaching with the clear directive that the only way that I would take a contract to teach is if I could organize my students, because I'm like, well, what the if teaching social sciences, if we're not including the community component, right? And back then, you know, they called it service learning, but, you know, there is always this community element in how I'm thinking about things. And I always try to tell my students and even folks that I'm working with at an individual or group level, really help them say, okay, what part of your life and your understanding of reality is based on the system around you? Let's unpack all that. Because then once you realize that there's unnecessary suffering in your life that were based on decisions that other people made, that have no clue about the realities or the circumstances that they're causing by the swipe of that pen or a no vote or a yes vote, then you'll see where maybe your place is, right, in the struggle. Because everyone's place is different. And sometimes when folks, I think about activism, they think it's just about marching. And it's not safe for me to go to protest anymore. So I haven't been to a protest in 6 years. That doesn't make me not an activist.
Mm-hmm.
There is a breadth and range of strategies, right, to use. And I think the first one is being healthy. So me taking care of myself and thriving is resistance, right? And not buying myself nice clothes. No, I'm talking about sleeping. I'm talking about eating well. I'm talking about saying nice things to myself and not repeating internalized racism and sexism messages from the world to myself when I need to motivate myself, because those things aren't going to work. Hustle culture doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you know, what I did when I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, when I did then, and I was out every weekend for a protest, every weekend, because I lived on the East Coast. I lived in New York. You know, I could go knock on Bella Abzug's door and say, when are we marching again? Hello, right? I mean, that was the environment then, because we knew we didn't have the rights to do dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blank. And, and you know, when we got together, we didn't say to each other, oh, you can't be part of this. Although a lot of work had to be done, especially amongst women. I will say this. This was a struggle, people, for women to come together. You may call us feminists or whatever you want to call us, but I will tell you, we had to face ourselves. When Gloria Steinem stood up, when the NOW organization did not want to have lesbians in it, and she said, we're all lesbians, let me tell you, that was an act of courage. And I want to ask you today, because acts of courage look differently. Not every one of us is going to go back out with a sign, but it doesn't mean that we don't have and shouldn't have a personal and political preference or agenda or something in the world that helps define us, does it?
No, I don't think that we should limit ourselves, right? Even in the smallest ways. So I'm not a parent, but I'm a super auntie. And I think about this community that I live in. And there was a horrible tragedy. A family was killed recently. And I'm like, I don't know this family. I'm not involved in the schools. But, you know, maybe I should reach out to the middle school principal and maybe offer mental health first aid training for their teachers, knowing that, you know, all these students are going to come back to not have this classmate, right?
Yeah.
That's activism. Right? Like, that's just one thought I have that I'm going to be doing before school starts, you know, to help in the small community that I'm in. And then another piece, right, talking about brave actions. These people could tell me no, but at least I know then, like, I tried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just in the Philippines in May for my volunteer work, my human rights work, doing international observation of the election for the Philippines national election, where Duterte and Marcos children were elected to be president and vice president. And so that's something that is in my wheelhouse. But I don't take all those risks all the time.
Right.
It's safer for me to do some things out of the country than it is for me to do in this country. There's different consequences, and I can blend in other places where here, if I go to a protest, if there's white supremacist groups that I've had issues with in the past that are there or present, it just becomes me then being the focal point, right? And that's just not good leadership, right? So I do other things. I'll bring supplies. I'll drive people. I'll do other things, right, rather than making me the center.
Yeah, totally with you on that. But, you know, it's all about really what we are willing to stand up and say yes to in our lives. And you're right. If we are not taking care of ourselves, self-care is so important. I'm just going to say that to everybody out there, because even if you have the journeys that we are describing for ourselves here today, the one thing I will tell you is you have to be solid within yourself. You have to make sure that you are in the best shape you can be, because this is not just about going out with a sign. This is emotional. This is beyond emotional. This taps into the very fabric of what's violated in our lives. I want to jump to some of the headlines right now, because you and I had a conversation before we came on. And I said, thank you, when this happened, I was like, thank you, whoever you are, for leaking the Roe v. Wade decision. I don't even know who that was. I think they tried to pin it on a couple of people, but I said thank you to it. I said thank you to Liz Cheney and the group of people. And why Liz? You know, somebody sent me an email and said, why do you keep talking about Liz? She's not the only one. No, she's not. But I will tell you, we would not be having a conversation about those hearings if it wasn't for Liz Cheney going against every aspect, being literally crucified in her own party, trying to be censored, restricted. Probably, I think she's down in the polls by 30 points in her own state.
Facing that, being reelected to save democracy, essentially.
Yeah.
Right. And she's the only female Republican doing so.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. and the lashing that female politicians or any woman that speaks in public that goes against the status quo gets lashing, and we're seeing that, right? So yeah, definitely still talk about Liz Cheney and what she's doing around the January 6th hearings and what they're all doing, because a big piece of that for me as I prepare for the fall semester and looking at, okay, how am I going to break this down for students? How am I going to break this down for people, my clients that are, my coaching clients here in D.C. who are afraid, want to move before the next presidential election, right? There's people who are like, do I want to be in the country when the election happens, because they're afraid of what's going to happen, the backlash from the hearings and the truth that's being told, and potential backlash for nothing happening, no actual criminal prosecution, no actual accountability. And I think that's really important to think about as well.
Let's get to that point, because I think that most people will feel a little bit more comfort if there were action being taken. You see, there's one thing we've learned in life, I think, and that is actions and consequences. Actions and outcomes. We've learned it. We learn it from a very young age. We learn this as children. And when we see what we're seeing now, and we're seeing actions being highlighted, and there is inaction that is happening to do anything about it, you have to really scratch your head. Because I will tell you, I watched my table tennis coach and myself get pulled over in a car, me opening my big mouth, and we got taken to the jail in Pennsylvania, right? Because he was from Ghana, Africa, and I was a white woman in a car alone with this man who was my coach, and I watched that. Now, he did have some political context, so we did get out. But honestly, if he didn't, that would be a situation. And I think to myself, what is holding everybody up here? Okay, what is holding everybody up? But here's what I want to ask you about. See, I think this is orchestrated by the universe. Okay, so I'm going to go a little woo-woo on you. Because I think that it took the leak of Roe v. Wade. Then I think it took Roe v. Wade. Then I think it took this hearings. I don't know. Then I think it took ridiculous amount of gun violence to wake people up. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that people want change when they have no option but to see themselves. When there's no way out from seeing the consequence of lack of action or the consequence of apathy, and potentially even the consequence of being someone who voted for someone who's doing these things right now, right, who's actually perpetuating the harm. I really feel like a big piece of what holds people back is their inability, and I think about not even just the hearings, right, like what we're going to do with it. And yes, the Roe piece, but I remember looking and watching the news when January 6th happened, and I was in a Zoom meeting, and I had, like, my TV right here, and I was in a Zoom meeting with a friend, and I was like, do you see what's going on right now? I'm like, I was like, let me just call you back. And I was in Philadelphia at the time, and just even being a couple hours away, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's a little too close. I'm hours away, right? And then the other piece is, I think the only way that it was even able to go as far as it was is because somewhere in this country, the lie of white supremacy makes folks not take white violence seriously and don't take the organization of these white separatist groups seriously. And they got the consequence of that with January 6th. Mm-hmm. And they used against themselves. Right? To actually protect the Capitol. But then in the other piece of it, we're looking at all of these hearings. If there's no criminal prosecution, you're going like, why are we working on semantics?
Yeah.
The intention of a crime when people died. And we have people in jail for, right now, for less than an ounce of weed.
Exactly.
In prison, and this person incited a riot and people died. And he's trying to destroy our democracy. I am at a loss about that, but it does to me root in white supremacy and our inability to have full sight in this country.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I don't understand Merrick Garland. I don't understand the Justice Department. I don't understand what they're waiting for. And by the way, you know, this whole story about, well, it's too close to election. Wait a minute. You know, like when Sam and I got arrested, they didn't care what the election was. Nobody cares when you lock somebody up for weed. They don't like say, oh, wait, we're going to wait a minute. If you commit a crime, you commit a crime. The election should have nothing to do with it. You are a criminal. I don't understand. See, this is the very core of what we're talking about here, because it's a no harm, no foul idea. You see what I'm saying? See, the message right now for a justice system, and I can't count Georgia in there because, you know, like Attorney General Georgia, she's like in a whole different place. And my Attorney General here in Washington, I'm just saying, these people, right? But it says no harm, no foul. As usual, the people at the bottom of the ladder will pay the consequences. And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute because, you know, part of what we're looking at is the traumatization of a society. And, you know, I can't remember who asked me about this the other day. But, you know, when I was a teenager walking through Central Park with myself and, I don't know, it had to be three, four, maybe five of my friends. And we're walking through Central Park. Of course, you know better than to be walking there when the sun starts to go down. I mean, you know these things, but you're a teenager. Hello. And out of the bushes comes a man. And he races towards us, close to 12 inches away from me, with a very long knife. And my friend steps in front of me. I lived, he died. And when you experience that, you better decide to stand for something. And, you know, it has you think about it. And I thought about that for my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I thought about the fact that that was an act of courage I will never be able to match. But I will try like hell for the rest of my life. See, and I think that's what you and I are asking for here. You, by doing what you're doing in the schools. You know, me, by not just doing a show like this, but, you know, our game plan is in September for what we're launching our crowdfunding and to launch a channel that will allow for conversations like this. But in the end, we have to learn how to heal. We have to understand that there is trauma simply from watching a hearing, hearing it, and then watching the trauma of inaction and injustice. And I want to take a break and talk to you about that because you and I know how to bring this to the forefront. We know how to talk about it. We know how to help others see it. But the question is, what does it take to really look at the trauma? What does it take to really heal? You know, what does it take for somebody to get mugged and attacked, and how do you heal from that? You know, what does it take to live a life where you're afraid to go out in the streets? Because people are afraid to go to vote right now. And will they be less afraid if the Justice Department does or doesn't act? Or will they be willing to say, I do have somebody on my side? Can we take a moment before we go to break and let folks know, one, about you, how they can find out more about you, about your show. Give them as much information as you'd like.
Yeah, no problem. So my show is called Us with Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, Critical Conversations About the Challenges of Our Time with TTR. And we are finishing our first season. I am the founder and principal consultant for Prevention at the Intersections, and I am a professor in the Department of Political Science at California State University, East Bay.
And much more. She's much more than that. You're going to hear about this when we come back because, you know, there are conversations that we have, and then there are conversations that we have. And we want to invite all of you to have this conversation, if not with other people, but with yourself. When we come back, what types of work is being done here in this area? What is Dr. Crane's organization doing around trauma and healing justice? And healing justice, why do we need to heal justice? Because it's wounded. It's wounded. You feel it every day of our lives. It's wounded. You see it happening. You see things that you couldn't believe. 2 weeks ago, we got on videotape a man backing into a parking space right out here in our offices, backing into the parking space next to one of the staff's cars, back in as if he was just backing into a space, didn't have a space, walk to the front of his car, then walk to the side, smash in the window, and literally steal something out of the car. I'm going to tell you something. That is bold. Why would people think they can do that? He didn't know there was a camera, so hopefully we get in the camera. But you see, this is what I'm talking about. There's a boldness right now for violence. We need a boldness right now for justice. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Spacious Unknowing Network, Communing with Your Soul, with Julio Rose and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what? This is just a little bit of the idea of what happens when you listen to Dr. Crystal Lee Crane's show. But it's more than a show. I mean, it takes a lot to have a conversation like the one we're having now for a lot of people. It doesn't take necessarily a lot for she and I. We're very aware and mindful that when we have conversations like this, and by the way, I'm just saying to you all, let me just make an announcement now. Mike Murphy has asked me to do a show with him because he wants a different opinion. So that's going to be one of these shows that you're going to want to tune into whenever we get around to having it. And I thought about, do I really want to have that show? I had to look at myself and say, do I really want to have a show where I'm really out there talking about what I believe? Now, for some of us, we can't not do it. But how we do it, and Dr. Crane, that's what you talked about. You're getting ready to go and be in front of students right now. And you're right about it. I mean, I declined an academic job because I was never going to be able to teach people about broken promises, my research area, the way they wanted me to, because I did want to start at the political level. And I did want to start. I studied it for 10 years, and I was not going to be allowed to do that in a very conservative school. Conservative in terms of their progress in really talking truth.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, and I want to ask you about this. That experience was very painful for me to even repeat, and I can't tell you how many decades ago that was. It's a vivid thing, but it is an experience that changed my life. It moved me in a direction to look at what I really believed in and what I stood for. It had me realize a form of courage I hadn't seen or understood in my life or even recognized. But when we're talking about trauma and healing, we have to talk about it, because I don't know about you, but there are millions of people watching the hearings, engaged in Roe v. Wade, and they have been traumatized by what they're seeing and how powerless they feel about injustice. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I'm preparing for my students, and as I say in my consulting work, I'm about to go into training season as well. And so a big piece of that when I'm training practitioners is really kind of paring down and looking at how am I able to support them self-actualizing their values to help them heal while doing what, you know, the particular mission that they're on. A big piece of the trauma that I think that we're experiencing collectively is the broken and denial of our social contract. The social contract is something that is, you know, old political philosophy theory, but it's really about, I think, how we're socialized to believe who we are as individuals and how we're supposed to relate to one another. So if the President of the United States is talking about grabbing women's genitalia as sport, if the President of the United States is promoting white supremacy, if every day we're seeing 1 to 3 mass shootings across the country, if, you know, we don't have electricity, we don't get support from, you know, the natural disaster that's happening in our area, the brazenness, the harshness that you spoke about, you know, with folks just coming up, backing their car in and stealing something, not even caring who's watching, right? We're looking at a long line of broken, like you were saying, promises, but really about the broken social contract that starts with how society is quote-unquote managed, but how we relate to one another. That is broken. I live in a place that is predominantly white. It's a vacation town, but I live here full time. And I don't walk in my neighborhood because I'm the only person of color that lives in my neighborhood. And it's a pretty sizable subdivision, but I don't want any problems. And in this area, they've already called the cops on me once. For speeding in front of my mom's house while I'm parking in her driveway, you know, stuff like that. Like, so there's certain ways in which, depending on where you're living, that you live, right? If I was living back in Oakland, you know, I would walk probably anywhere. Or in my hometown of Flint, you know, like, it just depends. I'm comfortable, of course, in most cities, but I don't live in a city anymore. And I do love to visit them because then I feel a little bit more comfortable. You know, I don't stick out as much. And then I can kind of walk a little bit more anonymously.
I'm telling you, it's really, this is really a conversation that this has been in the workings for a really long time. This has been in the workings for a really long time. Everybody I know that are white people, when Barack Obama got elected, they thought they had moved in a direction like we have achieved something here. Like, and these are like my white friends. We have achieved something. I said, okay, I don't think so. I think what's happened is you've let the genie out of the bottle. I said to them, you're going to see what happens. I said, I really acknowledge the fact that this man was elected president. Hello? Yeah. But watch what happens to him. Any time that he wants to do something, they're going to hold him tight. Look what they did about not even letting him, appoint a Supreme. And I said, what it does is it's going to gain rise to what we already know in the back streets. See, there are things that happen in the back alleys that don't happen anywhere else, and we all know about it if we've been there, we've lived there. But this is really the time that we are talking and speaking out. I know you are. I know my Power Up show will come back in the fall. I know that will be that. Because, honestly, when I looked at myself, I talked to one of my coaches, Dr. Crane, and I said, I don't think I'm doing enough now. And my coach looked at me and said, aren't you planning to launch an entire channel on this? I said, yeah, but, you know, we got to do our crowdfunding first. She says, oh, okay. Don't you have other people you've brought to your network? Do you really speak up? I said, yeah. I said, but there's some, I'm not just not there. So what I'm having is a reflection. I'm having an introspective moment with myself. I would love everybody to have an introspective moment. Now, this is not judgment. There will be action I'll take as a result of that. But hope is what's got to come in the conversation now. But it's got to be hope in action for me.
I'm right there with you. I was talking with my therapist. I love my therapist. Dr. Solomon, love you. But so we were talking, and she's like, how are you doing? This is right after June 24th when, you know, the decision came down. I was like, you know, I'm actually okay. I'm heartbroken. I'm disgusted. I'm grossed out that I'm from here sometimes, you know. But I'm also okay because I can rest in my heart and in my deep. Mm. I at least know that I'm spending, if not 100% of my time, at least 90% of my time moving us closer to justice every single day of life. I know not everybody can do that. But every day you can do something, even if it's just loving yourself. Because what it is about our need to create less harm in the world as individuals and collectively. What it is about taking responsibility for when harm is caused and remediating that harm. It's about, you know, taking seriously when someone says their own personal experiences, letting their story be their truth, right? I think it's really important for folks to think about the trauma, you know, when they're looking at, oh, how can politics be traumatic? Because politics is personal. And it's personal because it's about how we manage our lives. Everything. From the app that we're using to talk over Zoom is government regulated.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we buy. I mean, come on. It's that simple to everything. So yeah. I'll take this personal.
It is. And, you know, I have to tell you, I love this because I'm just going to cut to the chase. A friend of mine heard me talk about the discovery. I discovered it a number of years ago when my uncle was alive, but I just started to talk about it recently because I cannot not talk about it. I'm getting emails from relatives in South America. I have been both on my mom's side and my dad's side, but I didn't know about my mom's side. It's a secret. We never knew where Grandpa came from. None of us. We never talked. And, you know, I think when I look back at this, it's like, okay, why didn't we ever know about this? Why didn't the family ever talk about this? You never knew this. You never knew Pop-Up had a brother. But, you know, the internet now, you're like, your people from Brazil are like, they're emailing you like, in Portuguese, are you part of my family? My friend of mine is a genealogy person, wanted to do a whole thing. I said, don't do it. I know my dad's side of the family. She said, let me do your mom's side. I said, my mom? Why do you want to do my mom? I know where my mom's from. No, I didn't. She discovers my grandfather, who changed his name, the last letter on the name was like an ES, changed it to an A. He was born in Brazil. He was a farmer in Brazil. So I shared this story, and my friend heard me, and she sent me a T-shirt. She had it made up with an old-school Carmen Miranda from way back in 1944. Everybody knew Carmen, right? She, you know, typical the way she was portrayed. You know, the fruit basket on her head, the whole thing, flamingo, made a T-shirt, and it says, I am newly Latina. You should have seen, I went out with this T-shirt, and I was in a public place with a number of people. I couldn't believe the reaction of people. I mean, I had one person say something like, do you have to wear it on your shoulder? Like that. Like,
right.
Another person say, you don't look like you're that. You don't look like you're Latina. You don't. And I'm like, oh my gosh, from a T-shirt. What if I actually had darker skin? See, this is the world we're in where it once upon a time, Dr. Crane, you got to talk to this because this is something you got to talk to your students about. Once upon a time, it was in the room. See, once upon a time, you could be at meetings with your boss, and it was in a room. How do you know it? Your boss would tell a dirty joke, right? You'd know it. Or you're in a room, and you're like, there'd be a gay joke or something. But now, we don't know what to do with it in our face, do we? I didn't know what to do with it. I was shocked, actually. I need to learn what to do with it.
I'm sorry to say that I do know what to do with it.
Then you can coach me.
I'll be 39 in a couple of weeks, so
yeah.
39 years of practice of figuring it out. I can just speak of just a recent experience when, you know, like I had my braids in and I was out at this restaurant sitting by myself having a beer waiting for my dinner, and this man came up and touched me and pulled my hair.
Totally? Like, did you know him?
No.
Oh.
Wanted to see if it was real. And
wow. This
is just like in the past 12 months. I don't go to the place anymore. But these are the kind of things where, you know, for people of color, our personal space is not real to some people. Like, that's not even an over-exaggeration. Like, especially for women, it's assumed that you can touch us, whether it's our hair, our bodies, what have you. And I think because I look young, younger than I am, doesn't mean
me
too. Right? You're gorgeous.
You are too.
So, you know, there's layers to it, right? The ageism, the sexism, the racism, and the homophobia, all the things kind of wrapped into one, really looking at, you know, the dismantling of my humanity, or at least the attempt to, because I'm still standing, and will continue to. And I think for me, if I hadn't done the healing work that I've done through all the things that I've been through, domestic violence, the hate crimes that I survived, all of the things, if I hadn't done the healing, I would not still be able to do this work. And this work is what I live for.
Yeah.
I like to use the word like unwavering commitment, because that's, I feel like, the best way to describe how I feel.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I don't know what to do with it. Now, I've been open about my sexuality, my sexual identity. I've been open about that, and I've known what to do about that at times. I have been open about so many things about my life, my mom's suicide, you know, our own bout in our family, you know, with recovery and addiction. This is my 32nd year. I've been open about that. I know how to take feedback about that. I know how to take backlash about it all. I get backlash from my own community that I shouldn't talk about alcoholism recovery. I'm just like, okay, seriously, how are we going to help anybody? We're not talking about it. I said, Bill Wilson never meant for us not to talk about it. Come on, people. I follow a different model of that from back then, a woman that stepped away, you know, Marty Mann stepped away and said, you know, Bill, you don't want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. She starts an organization. But this thing, comments, are you going to get the fruit hat? And, you know, then I'm reminded today by Lydia. So I come in today, Lydia, right, one of our producers. So she hears one of the shows. She knows I do crust busting, but she also knows that I talk about aliens. Like, I also say, I say something like, oh, my gosh, I think I had an alien take over my body because I wore this Latina shirt, right? So she brings in, so I love this about our people. So she brings this in, right? So, because this is what summed up my day in preparing for this right now, right? She brings this crustbuster pen and notepad, and it's like this alien, right, this little alien pen with this guy with it busting out of his chest. And I thought about this today because I think people are carrying that pressure. He didn't know I was going to talk, but when I saw this, and I know I'm going to talk to you, I feel the pressure in here, right? Now, of course, the alien comes out and the person dies, but the alien lives. So here's what I want to talk about. As you think about your show and the students and what you're going to do, and by the way, one of the guys in my class, I went to school in California too. One of the guys in my class said something in front of Dr. Terry Granrose, my friend, my advisor, who is my greatest champion, but he said something in front of her about people that pick strawberries. And he said something like, they really are taking our jobs. I will never forget what this woman did. I don't know how she did it, but she arranged a field trip. We all went to a strawberry farm. And we had to pick strawberries for a day, and we had to pay for every strawberry we ruined. And when we were done, we spent a week talking about that experience. This guy never opened his mouth again. The average age of a strawberry picker is 49, and at the end of the class, he said, I don't know a single white person that would ever, 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 one, want to do it or be able to do it. So we have to have more experiences like that, Dr. Crane.
I mean, I think that's like a tough love kind of, you know, walk in at someone else's shoes experience, which I think is helpful. But not everyone can do that. And not everyone is going to college, right? So this is the other piece is like I come from a family, the majority of people in my family didn't go to college. But that's, you know, so.
I'm the first one.
They're, you know, like in my immediate family, it's mixed. But then like my cousins, you know, it's very mixed. Most didn't. You know, I come from a GM family, grandparents and uncles work a line, like, you know, military, going to college, well, what are you going to do with that kind of thing, right? Like, what are you going to do with learning stuff? And so, you know, I have experience in kind of just live my life around folks that don't necessarily have the same language that I can use in spaces like this maybe, but are like, well, that's messed up that, you know, he didn't go for that, and our cousin over here got way more time, and he didn't even do half as much. That's how they, right? That's what makes sense, you know? But talking of, you know, like calling institutional disparity, well, that's just another way to say what they just said, right? I don't know if that answers your question, but that's...
It does. And, you know, what it leads to is where you and I go from here, because that's what I want to talk with you about now. Every time I think about you and I think about, you know, and I look, what is she going to talk about next? I'm right there with you. I mean, it doesn't, I don't miss a beat on it. And there are some shows I have to go back and watch again because it clearly has me look at myself. And I want to talk about your shows and what you're planning as you move forward because we're changed now. See, I'm not, okay, so maybe some of the decisions, some of the politics, some of the events that happen, maybe I'm not that out there with this. But I'm different today, and I believe you are too. How does that shape and sculpt, you know, what you're about to do, how you're about to move forward with your show?
So I'm so excited that I joined the team, and then I'm working with you all. And like I said before, we're almost done with the first season, and I'm planning what the second season is going to look like for the fall. And, you know, this last season, we focused on international solidarity with the Philippines. We did 2 episodes on that. But we also did episodes on the impact of the insurrection, looking at health as a human right, and truly trying to look at the intersections between systemic oppression and mental health. I think next time, you know, what I want to do for each season is have some part of international solidarity as a part of it. And so next season, we'll be focusing on a different region or country that'll be also a part of it. I may not be going there like I did last time, but that was just kind of happenstance. But I know that we definitely want to tap into larger conversations around school safety. I want to talk about guns, being from Flint, Michigan, which used to be, in, you know, it's always in the top 10 most in the country. I want to do some more, like, kind of on-the-ground work with folks who are on the front lines. And so that's what we can look forward to for season 2.
You know, it's so interesting. You and I both have that energy, right? I said that. I want to do more remote on-the-ground things again. I'm not going to tell you what my team says. But mostly Jessica and Linda are like, yeah, we're not surprised about that, you know. But what I love about what you just said is that everything you just talked about is, one, it's inclusive, and number two, it is about hope, but it's also about taking an action. And what I like to say to people, and I like to hear your message for people, is if I had a question for Merrick Garland, what would that question be? And the question would be, Mr. Garland, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And whatever you're afraid of, please listen to this show because somewhere you've been traumatized. Maybe it was a Supreme Court justice thing, but somewhere you need to heal. But what are you afraid of? What is stopping you? You see, isn't that an interesting question? Because underneath inaction, I believe for myself, has been some level of fear. Mm-hmm. But look at us. We've been mugged, we've been beaten, we've had friends die, and we just will not shut up, will we?
No, we won't. And you know, bless my mother for, I always tell her she didn't know she was going to have a daughter like this. Philippines is my 24th country, and I think about, you know, the past 20 years of my travel, and she's always like, oh, geez, where's she going to go next? She's like, please don't let the country be in a war zone. And I was like, well, aren't you glad I'm not a print journalist? I went a different route. I want to know, you know, what he's afraid of, but I also want to know what he needs from other people to make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's the thing for me is, like, once I was able to, and what I remind myself to do, you know, when I'm thinking about how much these things hurt, think about gratitude and shift my perspective. And so, yes, think about the fear, but then, like, the perspective thing, okay, what do I need to get what I want? Yeah. What do I need, or what kind of help or support do I need to get to that next level or have the most just outcome? And he's an island right now. Even though he's not, it probably is what it feels like.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up because it makes me think about Washington, D.C. And for the life of me, I don't know why D.C. is not a state. But I also don't know why the District of Columbia doesn't have the right to do some things as well. And I'm not smart enough to understand the structure of the District of Columbia in Washington, but I don't understand it. I mean, this happened in their turf. And I don't understand. Because if it would have happened in Washington State, I know what the Attorney General here could do. But there are people taking action, and it's bold action. I'm watching the subpoenas that the Attorney General of Georgia just issued. I'm watching other people take action. One of my heroes, and every time I say this, I get like an email. I have been watching Greta for a decade. Her family's lives, their lives have been threatened. Her life has been threatened to shut her up. I don't think she knows how not to speak out. What's your message for everybody here today? What was the message be that you would like to leave us with?
Be your own Greta. Be your own Dr. Pat. Be your own Dr. Kisteli. I mean, you don't need to, again, you don't need to do what Greta's doing. You don't even need to do what we're doing. I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I can't do what you do, but I want to do something. That's the start. But then the despair comes in, right? And they're like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. You know how to figure out how to pay bills, don't you? You sure know how to figure out how to get the clothes that you want. Same thing. Troubleshoot. Let's go.
I love it. And if you don't know, get a hold of us. They can get a hold of you. If people want to know what is the first step, they can get a hold of you. They can call into your show because there is always a first step, always. Inaction is a first step. Always action. Dr. Kristi Lee Crane, again, take a moment. Please give out this information and tell people when your show is.
Yes, it is the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, us with Dr. Kristi Lee Crane. And you can learn more about me at kristaleecrane.org. That's kristaleecrane.org. Or at preventionagenda.org.
Thank you so much for everything. I'm so excited about what you're doing in the world. I just love being able to even have this conversation. It is quite an honor for me. Thank you so much, Dr. Crane. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in and turning us on. And I just got a text message, and I just need to address it. Almost every time I've marched with men and women. And I want to give a shout-out to the men because sometimes it sounds like we do not talk about them and what they have done. I will tell you that's not my story. That is not my case. I have been out in the world carrying posters, carrying signs, been in back alleys, and I will tell you that there's nothing more powerful when we forget whether we are a gender or who we are or what the label is, and we just come together for what we believe in.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday morning to you. Betty Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the south. Still on 167 northbound where it meets the 405, actually pushing back near Tukwila. It's heavy through those S-curves up through the Kennedale Hill. It will break free shortly once the Newcastle area and the VMAX, but slows down yet again around the I-90 as you're heading into downtown Bellevue. I-5 northbound is still heavy after the Duwamish curve, about a quarter of a mile up through the West Seattle Bridge. Heavy again all the way through the I-90 into downtown Seattle again, but it will break free after looks like East Union Street.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The White House will be updating the public daily on President Biden's condition after he tested positive for COVID. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is being done out of an abundance of transparency. The White House has confirmed President Biden is taking Paxlovid to treat his COVID symptoms. It was the first approved drug for use against the virus after the FDA granted emergency authorization for it in December. It's intended to reduce the severity of symptoms from the virus. A bill ensuring access to contraceptives is moving to the Senate after passage by the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 195, and two are answering present. The bill is passed.
The Democratic bill is a response to concerns that Republicans may try to ban contraceptives after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Republicans call the bill vague and say it's really about preserving access to abortion drugs. The latest border report shows six illegal immigrants caught in June were flagged for being on the terror watch list. Congressman Tony Gonzalez isn't surprised.
It should get all of us nervous because this is the makings of another 9/11 event.
The Texas Republican says we've seen a steady rise in migrants being flagged for terrorism ties. The six caught in June brings the total this year to 56. That's far more than the 30 terror suspects arrested in the last 4 years combined. Representatives are scoping out New York City to host the Democratic National Convention in 2024. Committee Chair Jamie Harrison visited the Javits Center with Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul.
What we do during these visits is we look under the hood, we kick the tires to try to make sure that we are picking the best city that represents the values of the Democratic Party.
He adds the DNC's technical team will evaluate New York City's ability to accommodate convention attendees, public safety, and transportation. New York City lost its bid for the 2016 convention to Philadelphia during Mayor Bill de Blasio's time in office. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong. I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic. Probiotics? They don't really work. It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see some clouds this morning, but it'll make way to mostly sunny skies later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 79 to 80 degrees. The wind out of the south from 5 to 10 miles per hour is helping push those clouds away. Tonight, increasing clouds yet again, but nothing too major. Low temperatures back down to about 57. For Friday, clouds to start the day out yet again. Decreasing clouds and more sunshine by the afternoon. High temperatures around 75. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lows down to about 56. For the weekend, more sunshine expected. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
On Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Good to see you again. I will one day figure out how to spin the camera around so you can see me and not just imagine me.
Okay. Well, we can visualize you.
That's
yeah.
Perfect. I like that.
For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Isabel, Washington. She's been doing the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, since 1982, and you do not have to live in the Seattle area or Pacific Northwest in order to become a client, as she has clients all over the United States. And today, it's time for us to say so long for now. We are signing off the radio and taking a little break, but I want to stop all the rumors. Mary Jane Mary Jane is now retiring. We were flooded with emails, phone calls. She's not retiring. We're just taking a break from the show. It's been a great journey, a great ride. So she's still going to be in the office, and you can stay connected with her through her website, MaryJaneMack.com. You can check her out on Facebook. It's Mary Jane Mack, LLC. And you can also follow her on Instagram. I believe it's Mary Jane Mack, LLC again. So we have had a great, great run with Transformation Talk Radio, and I would like to, and get a little emotional now, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Dr. Pat and everybody at Transformation Talk Radio. Without their amazing staff, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Gotta thank Jessica and Micah and Olivia, Linda, Dr. Pat, and we also have a very special thank you to Benny, whom I love and adore with all my heart. And the past year and a half has been really hard because we haven't been in studio to actually be with Benny. But my times that we've spent with Benny have been full of laughs, fun, music. And so Mary Jane and I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone at Transformation Talk Radio, to Benny, and all of our listeners for all your dedication and loyalty through the year. So enough of that. And with that, let me introduce my mom, my boss, my best friend.
Hello, Mary. Yeah, it's really been funny. Everybody, I get these emails and these texts. Are you retiring? And then the next thing, I think, oh, my gosh, where did you hear that? That's like so far from my paradigm. I never even think of retiring. There's too many people out there that my mission is to help as many people as I can, and I'm not done with my job yet. God put me here for a reason, and I'm still going. And the other question I get, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. I'm very healthy. I do all the right things. I do my brain tap, my Resomix, do nutrition, I do everything, I walk my talk. Everything I tell you to do, I do. I see Jeff Heller for body work, and there's chiropractic, so there's the whole package that goes together. You need a team around you to really keep you on track and help you to be the best you can be. It's pretty hard to do it all by yourself. You have to be really driven. So I advise you all to get a good team around you, like iPad, so that I could keep going and do what I want to do.
Yes.
So, yeah, so there you are. I'm here. We're in the office. We're busy. We're looking forward to meeting all of you at some time. But it's been great. Everything is good.
We have had a phenomenal journey. And there's one other special person I brought up to thank, who I absolutely love and adore, and that's Linda, who works for Transformation Talk Radio. Her and I have become best buds, usually on the phone. We always say, Linda's in charge of Dr. Pat, and I'm in charge of Mary Jane. It's like, we're the ones who really do all the work, they just get all the glory. So, Linda, I love you to death. I don't know when we're going to connect. Every time I call you, I leave a message. You call me, you leave a message, but we will connect soon. So I thank you for your friendship and all the great chats we have on the phone. So.
Oh, my gosh. They're hysterical. They're both hysterical. And it's true. I want to thank Nancy while we're thanking people so we could get that kind of done. Nancy has been my best friend, my partner. She basically is kind of my boss, to be honest with you. She keeps me on track and keeps things rolling and keeps me in the right direction. And she talked about having a coach. Nancy's right there for me all the time. And so it's that guiding light that helps make me who I am today. She's a gift to have in the office, a gift on the radio. She loves people. She loves each and every one of you. And you could tell, because she takes such good care of our clients. I mean, there's no one that takes care of people like she does. So I am grateful that she's in my life and we continue to be able to keep doing this. And we have a team that's like, you know, it's pretty dynamic. You can't go wrong.
Oh,
so thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Mom. I know, I just said about Kleenex. I didn't think I was going to get so emotional. Well, I have to thank you. I mean, I am truly blessed. Not only, I think my mom's and my relationship is a very special one. She's still my mom, you know. She'll still tell me, you know, you're wearing that. Are you sure? But she's my best friend. She's my travel companion. She's my boss. At times. But I think together we make a good team. And doing the radio show, I was a little resistant at first when I was asked to be the co-host. Nervous, obviously. But I'm so glad I jumped in and said yes, because we've had a great time. And I'm lucky because I get to spend each and every day with this amazing woman who is truly gifted. And I see miracles every day that are happening, that she's able to perform with our clients. And it's true. We have the most amazing clients. I love each and every one of you. We had a client who came in this week who, boy, has been really having a difficult time. Difficult time. There's been times he's come in and just a really hard time, like hit rock bottom. He came in, was so happy. He's like, he reached the other side, and my heart was so happy for him that, yes, he stuck with it. He persevered. He had a great coach with Mary Jane. So those are the stories I love. I love seeing our clients, you know, who are at rock bottom, but struggle through, do the work, and finally get to the other side. That, there's nothing more that makes me than stories like that. So I'm blessed each and every day to see that. And that's all thanks to my mom. So thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. And speaking of that, it's like Nancy and I have been, we got on these movies of watching Mount Everest, the climb to Mount Everest. And there was a special on TV, and that took us to more movies. I'm going to make it short because to watch these mountain climbers or rock climbers, they are so driven with their physical capabilities, and they have one thing in sight, this goal in sight, and nothing is going to stop them. And they do everything that they can to attain that. Now, sometimes some things, ego gets in the way, but it's just amazing how focused they are and determined and what they do accomplish. And that's what it takes for each and every one of you to be focused and determined on what you want and not give up. We see clients who are sometimes really struggling. They come in a few times. They're not really seeing much difference. And now remember, they've been like this all their life. And they're not seeing much difference maybe after two or three times. And we, you know, we explain, and Nancy just gives them a good shot in the arm, a good talk. But it's like those people who turn it around and change, who get what they want, who get the good help, who see the changes. But they've been stuck so long, and they've heard the story from so many different people that they're going to get well, and they know they all have the solution, and they never got the results. So sometimes when they come in, they think this is one more of those. So it's so much fun to see these people come from nothing to change, to sticking to it and being determined and making a change. So that's what we do. That's why we're here.
Changing lives and keeping people positive. All right.
Exactly. Our first appearance was Dr. Pat.
Hey, Mom, would I take a short break?
Okay.
You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
World is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down. What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in The Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Hi, everybody. I made it. I figured it out. Yay.
Looks like. Yeah. All right. Today is our final show for now, which means we're just signing off the air for now. You never know what will happen in the future. And then he says we have a caller.
We do. Let's bring on one, maybe two, could be three. I'm not sure how many people are on this one line, but we'll bring them on. Hello, callers.
Yay, we're here. We're all here.
Oh.
Myself, Dr. Pat, Linda, and Jessica. Ladies, say hello. Hey.
Hello, everybody.
So we're calling in for a couple of reasons. One, and Nancy, I just heard you talk about the fact that this is your last show for now. I like that you said for now, because I think that gives me a ray of hope that you will come back. But that's not why we called in. We called in to acknowledge a body of work that Mary Jane Mack has been doing with us, and I believe it's for over a decade, and to really talk about and honor the work that she's done, and in some cases, just to be really direct, life-saving work, and I think Linda will talk to that as well. But it is through this show that people have gotten to know her, have gotten to work with her, and Nancy, you now as well, have gotten solutions to problems in their health and in their well-being and their wellness that they really were not able to get anywhere else. And we know that, you know, this is a place you're getting ready to embark on a new journey, but we all want to tell you how much we love you, appreciate you, and we're still sad, right, Linda?
Absolutely.
Let me say this. It is very bittersweet for both Mary Jane and myself as well. And that's why we're saying we're signing off for now. We are not saying goodbye. We are just saying, as my dad always says, so long for now. And I have a feeling we will be back. And it's just time for a little bit of a break after a decade. But we love and appreciate all of you, all of the staff, and Jessica and Olivia and Benny and my good buddy, Linda. One day we'll connect, Linda. One day we will connect. But we thank you for this wonderful opportunity. And it's just been a great ride, a great journey. And we're so blessed and thankful. Mary
Jane?
Yeah. I was waiting for Linda to pop in there. What happened to you, Linda?
I'm right here.
Yeah. Well, that's our buddy.
A couple things I have. What'd you say?
That's our buddy.
I have a couple things to say, and I'm going to miss you. I miss Nancy's little chats that we have on the phone where we both rant and rave about stuff. And all the things, Mary Jane, that you have done for me and little Sadie and my sister and my mother. You did so much for my mother and her health. It still makes me cry.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what you've done, even with my sister and little Sadie. I think that her little system is changing, and I think – the other thing is it's not just for my family. You've done it for a lot of people and have saved their lives and helped them get their health back in order. And I remember how much you worked on me. You had every piece of equipment out in your office working on me to get me back in shape when I came out there the last time. And you have no idea how much I appreciate what you've done.
Oh, I'm so happy because it gives me such joy to see you feeling so good and have so much energy. And when you're talking about Sadie, tell her everybody who Sadie is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't they know who Sadie the dog is?
I don't know
who Sadie is.
Sadie's a little dog.
She's a Lhasa Poo. She's the sweetest little thing. She's got a really good personality. And she was kind of feeling a little weird, and Mary Jane helped us because she gave us things that we needed to do for her to help her little system with toxins and her digestion. So it just, and she's perky.
She's good.
She loves her Auntie Linda. And hey, Miss Linda, just because we're signing off the radio doesn't mean we're going to end our rants on the telephone. So don't even go there. It's just that, you know, we just have to connect.
I know, and it's been difficult for us to connect half the time anyway. But, yes, I'm not going to just sign off and say adios, amigos.
No. We're not going to let you get away with that.
Nope.
We're due for one of our good ranting sessions soon.
Anyway, we appreciate all of you. We love doing what we do. We love helping you. We want everybody to live their best life and be the best they can be. And it's just not always that complicated if you follow the energy of the body. And that's what I do. Follow the energy. It's not me. It's your body that gives me the answer and helps guide you to where you're going or feeling better.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. But, you know, really it is, Mary Jane, and Jessica and I are going to talk to this, is there is a lot that people may or may not know about the depth and the breadth of what you do. It's, you know, you do pay attention to the body in ways that we're not trained to do, or nor do we know how to do. And by the way, it's always harder for us to face ourselves, and we don't see it. We don't feel it, especially when it comes to emotions. or it comes to other things going on. But what I want everybody to know that's listening, just because you're not going to do the show doesn't mean you're not going to continue to do what you've been doing all along, and even more so. Because I've watched you over time not just change what you do, but expand the tools you have and how you do it. And now that people are back to coming in person, how does that feel for you to now have people coming back into the space to get, you know, to get the healing with you face-to-face like Linda did?
Well, it feels good. I will say, you know, they love it, but I will say doing Zoom calls, I think it's pretty exciting, too, because being on Zoom,
yeah.
I'm able to demonstrate the technology and because we have people even in London. And so that it doesn't matter whether you come in or you're far away, you get the same energy and the same treatment. Except you don't get that personal hug.
You don't get the hug. And I will say, we have added something to the office, which is an extensive consultation where Mary Jane, you know, people will book their appointment, and if you need a CRT, cranial release technique, you get that done. If you need some NET, which is the neural emotional technique, clear emotions, that gets done. But that can be done over a Zoom or the phone. The other thing is, people who have their Resomex and aren't quite using it the right way, Mary J is able to get in there and get that Resomex jammed into that gallbladder to get the release. We are enjoying having some of our clients come back in the office, but I will say a lot of them still prefer Zoom or phone just to stay out of that traffic. But it is nice to see smiling faces, and it's been a good change. So, Mary Jane.
No.
What?
Yeah, no, it's been great. So we do like our regular visits, we'll do extended visits, we do whatever you need. You know, we offer whatever it is to get you on track to be the best you can be. And
we've actually had people come in just to do brain tap sessions too, to experience brain tap. I know we've talked about the brain tap for quite a while now, and I'd like to say the things that technology Mary Jane talks about, they're not gadgets, they're not gimmicks. They actually do a job. The brain tap actually changes the pattern in your brain. So if you're stuck doing the same thing over and over again, for a reason. By doing the brain tap, it changes those patterns, gets you on the path where you need to be. The Resomex, that's a tool. Interesting. My dad the other night, I have this pain. I thought, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's like, I've got this pain. It was a gallbladder. Mary Jane grabbed the Resomex, jammed it in there within, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
It was completely fine. So these are not just gadgets that she talks about. These are tested tools that actually change your life. And these are things that you can do at home if you have a Resomex or brain tap.
That's why I recommend the technology, because it's like we do have so many people that don't come in, and even if you came in, that technology is better if you use it every day, not once a week or twice a month. It's every day that makes the difference. It's changed, and everything now, the technology, latest work, it's all about your brain. If you're not working on your brain, you're missing the mark. And that's why being associated with the greatest people, doctors out there, when I go to my meetings and seminars, I get that information and bring it back to my clients. And, you know, and all the great neuro chiropractors use that technology. And so it works. It's a given. And if somebody says, oh, I've used it, it doesn't work. Well, they're not doing it, because I guarantee it works.
Yeah, there's
not anybody it doesn't work on. Yeah.
It does work. All right. Time for a change start, right? You're listening to the Mary Jane Lapp Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. We have Benny in studio, and if you're watching live, we have Benny live. I love it.
Yeah, I figured it out. Woo! Call me. I'd love to talk to you guys.
You want to? You like? If you have something to say, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And of course, we're here with Mary Jane. You can stay. Well, today is our last radio show. However, that's not retiring. You can still stay connected with us. You can stay connected via Mary Jane's website, MaryJaneMack.com. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Mary Jane Mack LLC, and you can also stay in touch via Instagram, and that's Mary Jane Mack LLC as well. And I think on your Instagram picture is you with Ty Murray and that Chad, another rodeo national champion rider. So Mary Jane's hanging out with the cowboys at the ranch riding horses with the radio or the rodeo stars. So
yeah, Dennis Reese.
Well, Dennis wasn't in the picture though.
No, but I gotta get Dennis's picture up there.
But it was all right. It was you and Ty and Chad, isn't that? Yeah. Little hottie cowboys having a good time at the ranch, hanging with the famous people, as you always do.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know, we've had a great journey. We've talked about so many topics, given you so many skills and so many tools to use to help you to get on track and be the best you can be. Now it's up to you to take those tools and run with them. And you can think about it, you can talk about it, but it takes action. And it's one step at a time. And remember, the universe has a plan for you bigger than you can ever imagine. And so just keep believing in that plan. And sometimes a lot of people don't really know what they want. So make a list of where you are, what you have, and then what would it be like to have like the job you want or be in the relationship you want. You don't have to know who or what it is, but how would that make you feel? Does it make you feel good and full of energy and positive and abundance flowing in? And it's all those words. And the more you put that together, that's exactly what you attract. So that's what you want to do. You want to, and keep reviewing it every day and add to it. When somebody told me to do that for the first time, write 20, I think, or 50 attributes about myself. I think I wrote 5. I was trying to think, well, I'm happy, I'm friendly, and I just got stuck. So it didn't flow who I was or what I was, you know, how I felt about myself. And it's important that you know those things, because that's what builds in you and helps you to move forward.
Well, the other thing is you have to be open to receiving those things, too. A lot of us will block the good coming. Maybe you feel you don't deserve it, you're not worthy. I mean, the list is endless, but you have to be open. And on one of my favorite BrainTap meditations is, pretend you have everything right now. Live as though you have everything now. If you're looking for a new house, you want a bigger house, they say in the BrainTap meditation, go and tour homes of the caliber that you want to live in. You want a new car, go test drive your dream car. You know, do things to bring all of those wonderful things to you. And think about them, visualize, see yourself doing them. So, you know, see yourself driving in your dream car to your dream job, and then, you know, create that reality for yourself.
Yeah, you have to draw it to you. It's like when you want something, if you're thinking of what you don't want or what you don't have, and you're not sure, you have to make it up. Like years ago when I started these seminars, even like Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, all those big guys, speakers, they said, if you don't know what you want, copy somebody else's. It's okay to do that. Like, you know somebody that is living the dream that you want, well, you just look up what that is and then you copy it so that it starts to be real for you and you know that you can attain that. But if you have no idea, then that's what you get. It's all about, everything is energy. It's all about drawing it to you. And it's so much fun when you're clear and you have certainty, that's when it happens. If you're fuzzy and not sure, it's kind of floating around out there. So think about it floating around out there, and as soon as you get right, you draw it to you. It's like that perfect house showing up. Or that car, being able to get that car right at the right time. Or the perfect job. All of a sudden you've been waiting for it and then it's there. That's what, you know, that's the opportunity of you putting in the work to draw it to you and not giving up.
Exactly. Same thing about finding the right relationship. I mean, it has to do with everything in your life. You know, hanging out with the right friends. You want to hang with people who build you up and not tear you down. Nobody wants to be around a negative Nelly or a grumpy Gus. I mean, so you want to surround yourself with people who are supportive or positive, who are uplifting. Of course, everybody once in a while, you know, is a Debbie Downer or a negative Nelly, but, you know, sometimes you got to let them run the course, but then you get out of it right away. I mean, thing, your life is so much better when you're positive, you have gratitude, you have compassion for others, and just respect. Again, be open, be willing to accept, ask, believe, and receive.
And when you're around those negative people, if they're pulling you down, then you're trying to fix them, you're trying to make them better, and you can never change somebody else. You can be a good example and have good energy, but you can't fix somebody else. So it's all about blessing them and letting them go and live their life, and you honor that. Doesn't mean that you might agree with it, but you honor it and bless it and send them positive energy to help them change. That's the only way you could change anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty special guests on our show. One, Mary Jane mentioned, was Dr. Jeff Haller, who has a Feldenkrais practice here in Bellevue, Washington. And I have to say, I've gone to see Jeff myself on an occasion or two. Example, during a remodel, I had fallen down, I think it was 15 stairs. And very next day, went and saw Jeff Haller, and believe it or not, I was not sore. Nothing in my body hurt. And he put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So he's done that on one or more occasions for me. Excellent Feldenkrais practitioner.
Love teacher. He's a Feldenkrais practitioner. He's a teacher. He's world renowned. He's taught all over the world. He's just the most amazing. He has classes online. You could go online and look up Jeff Haller and Feldenkrais, and you could do it on Zoom. He can change, help you, give you tools to help you be better. And we're so lucky to have Jeff right here in Washington. He is just amazing. So look up his website and learn a little more about Jeff. But we've also had Dr. Bob Hoffman, my personal coach, on. We've had Dr. Patrick Porter, the brain tap guru, and then Sherrod Peck, he's the inventor of the Resonex. You know, we've had great people on, and all these people, talk about having great people around you that build you up. All these people are my personal friends. All these people that when I'm around them, I'm only better. And I can pick up a phone and call them anytime if I need something. So that's what you want. People around you that lift you up, bless you, and help you be the best you can be. So, and Nancy knows all these people too.
I do. I'm very blessed. I mean, I never take for granted any of the people that I've come into contact with. They are truly amazing. I own a brain tap. I love my brain tap. I own a Resonex. I love my Resonex. They're brilliant people, and it's fun to, you know, have these people as your mentors and people. And Mary Jane's very lucky that she's able to pick up the phone, and she has picked up the phone on numerous occasions. If there's a client who has a particular issue, she'll call Sheriff, and Sheriff's like, oh, let me send you that video on that. And it's here within seconds. He's like so accommodating. So we're very lucky to have all these people at our, you know, exposure to help us out. If Mary Jane needs a video or has a quick question about the brain tap, they're there, right there, right Johnny on the spot.
And you know, that's what's so amazing about these people. And it doesn't matter who they are. Dr. Kyle Daigle, who is the neurology chiropractor, any of these guys, I could pick up the phone and call them anytime and ask them a question. And they're happy to answer that question just to help you. So we have people, you know, it's like when people get stuck and I want a little more information, I will call these people to help you. And that's what life is about. It doesn't matter how famous you are or where you are, it's about helping everyone and being accessible to everyone. And so that's like a real privilege and honor too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have, I know today is our last show and we're signing off, but today this is a show about gratitude. I mean, so grateful for so many things, so blessed to have so many wonderful people in my life and our clients. It's funny, I love you to death, and you know I love you, and I hope you and Oliver are doing well. Oliver is her dog, and he's having some issues, so, and then there's Susie, Miss Susie. Thank you for my unicorn stickers. Love you to death, too. So, there's just so many people. So, I love what I do, like Mary Jane loves what she does. I mean, we have so many wonderful clients.
And we're thanking all these other people. The most important people to thank is our clients. And our clients are still with us. But our clients make us who we are because they make us better. Because all their challenges make us learn more if we need to grow too. So, and we have the best clients. I've got clients since 1992, since I started. And they're all amazing. And, you know, they all just regular checkups. They're all healthy. They do well. They all have the technology. They know that if I say this works, it's going to work. And so they're going to do that. So my clients are just amazing, and we love you all, too. But the good part is we're going to hear from you often. So that's all good.
Exactly. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
At first, she's going to come on strong.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Mary Jane Max, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success.
Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Transformations Talk Radio. If you're all watching live, I'm just admiring Benny's chair dancing, chair swaying to the music back and forth. Oh, there he goes now. Yes, I can remember lots of chair dancing myself in studio.
Best in the biz.
All right, Nancy, how about if you read some of those quotes or comments we've gotten from texts and emails and...
Yes. Again, Mary Jane is not retiring. We're just staying along to the radio show for now. So anyway, this is from Sarah. Sarah is our client in Arizona. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and great tips. My drains have never been cleaner. I will miss the uplifting, positive energy I get every third Thursday. Miss you and love you all dearly. Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. From Rex in Washington, thank you for your great content and insight. You shall be missed. But I'll see you in 2 weeks for my appointment. You will see us. I love how all these people are like, but I'll still be here. So it's funny. This is from Mary in California. I've been listening from the beginning, always looking forward to your show. Thank you for all the valuable information and new technology you have shared with all of us. Wishing you all the very best. Thank you, Mary. Then we have Deborah. Glad to see you signing off the radio. Thank you for the many years of great information and tips. I always am I'm always feeling a positive energy and feel uplifted after listening to your show. Wishing you the best. Well, everybody is so kind, wishing us the best. Then we have my cousin Kathy, who I love and adore. She can't listen live today, but she was devastated to find out we weren't doing the show. And I said, I'm just taking a break. I said, how many times do you talk about a gallbladder or the brain or body parts? She said, maybe just talk fast to Nancy or give some tips. I've given her tips along the way. Anyway, I have listened to every single show. I have always gotten useful information from each and every show. Plus, I was reminded on certain occasions regarding certain tips that I used to do but stopped. Thank you for your caring and compassion. You will be missed. Kathy, we are going to talk to you in 3 weeks, so we're not going anywhere. But I love you to death. This is from Susie in Oregon. Your show motivates me to be the best I can be. Always keeps me on track. Going to miss my Thursday coaching session. Oh, thank you. And then we have Miss Bunny. She has told us, Mary Jane, I am so grateful that you are my coach on the radio as well as my coach on my journey to wellness. Bunny, I love talking to you every time we chat, and I am thrilled that we get to be on the journey with you too. And again, I hope you and all of us are doing very well. We have another one. Here's another one. We have Linda from New Mexico. This one's cute. Max and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Max is now the happiest and healthiest German Shepherd since becoming a client. We have enjoyed your radio show and will miss hearing you on the radio. Looking forward to our follow-up next week. Thank you, Linda and Max. We got to meet them via Zoom, so it's always fun. Whenever we have any client, and it's a Zoom client, as a lot of our clients are out of state, I always go in and pop in and say hello and meet everybody face-to-face, so it's been a lot of fun, and just grateful for everybody's well wishes and appreciation. We appreciate all of you listening, and and being loyal listeners all this time.
How about Susie?
I did. Oh, and then Susie. Susie in Seattle. Miss Susie H., I love you to death. She, I don't know my phone. She, just,
right, she said, you Max are so loved. I'm grateful I met you too on KKNW. Dance on, Susie.
Susie is, I don't know, Susie's special. She is, somebody had given her this calendar that lists all these special holidays. And sometimes what I'll do when I ship products out, I'll put little notes in people's packages. And once I put a note in Susie's package, I said, may your day be filled with the magic of rainbows and unicorns. And then I think it was a week later, what did I get in the mail? I got rainbow stickers and unicorns. So I love Miss Susie to death. And I hope you're enjoying your new brain cap. She went and got a new phone so she could use your brain cap. So can't wait to hear how that's going for you, Miss Susie. So again.
Yeah, the brain cap. We had another call from Ellen. And Ellen says, Mary, she bought a brain cap a long time ago. And every time we'd have an appointment, I said, are you using your brain cap? Oh, no, oh, no. And a couple of weeks ago, she called and told Nancy,
your mother kept telling me to use the brain tap, and I kept putting it off and putting it off. She said, I finally did it. I love it. I have never been more energized, more positive, never felt this good. And when I don't do it, I miss it terribly. So, just an example.
Yeah, and she told me that herself the other day on her appointment. So that's... Yeah, some people, it just takes a while, but, you know, I don't have you do anything that's not going to make a difference.
And again, if you have the technology, it doesn't do you any good to have it sit in a box, sitting on the counter, sitting in a drawer. You have to use it in order to get the benefit. So, but that was a great story. Yeah, she was so resistant. I don't know why she bought it. She was so resistant. And then she finally
She bought it because... when I say this is something that's going to help you and help you change those patterns, she believed it, but she just couldn't do it. It's called that lack of motivation.
Can go to the second step. All right. It looks like our time is coming to a close. Mary Jane, what are your final words for your viewers today?
Well, we are grateful that we've had you. We've given you many tips, many things to change your life and skills and tools. It's been little things all along, so now it's just put it together and use it and think about what you want in your life. Biggest thing is, where are you? Where do you want to be? Visualize that, but you have to write it out, whether it's a job or relationship. Write in detail what you want and refresh it every day. And know that the universe wants you to have anything your heart desires. So believe in that and create that and bring that reality to you.
Well, that's okay. All right. I forgot to thank one of our biggest fans, and that would be, I'm going to get all serious again, that would be my dad. My dad listens to the show every Thursday. And it's funny because when we go home, we get, you know, we get graded. Great show. No, you didn't do this right. You didn't do this right.
He has a list.
He's got a list. It's like, you know, I'm like, geez, Dad, why don't you just go on the radio and see how easy it is? But I have to thank my dad for his encouragement, his positivity, his wonderful compliments on the show, when I do good, what I could improve on, and I love him to death. I am the most blessed person on the planet. I have the most wonderful parents, the best relationship, and we've got the best clients, and I'm just very grateful, and I thank you all for everything over this decade of the radio show. All health, success, and may all your dreams come true. Thank you for listening, and we'll see what we see.